This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only, people, it's the only way we win. When you engage, after you get informed, you stop them dead in their tracks. They don't know, they do not know what to do with themselves. Right? They'll try to drag you all over the place. Okay, seriously. They'll try to drag you everywhere, drag you all around. But if you have the information, you ask them first. Right? You put it on them first. All right. I don't own any stock in this company. That's not why I'm doing this. But let me tell you what. I've never had good luck with AT&T anyhow. Timmy can't stand them. So here's the deal. After canceling Newsmax and OAN, or ONN, whatever it's called, yeah, you got to stop feeding the beast. You guys, conservatives are the worst at this. Right? You got to stop feeding the beast. So, you know, if you got an AT&T account, cancel it. If you got AT&T phones, take them over to, what's it called, T-Mobile. Okay? They're basically running the same networks, or the same type of networks. They'll give you a better deal. I have no stock in any of these companies. All right? You got DirecTV? Oh, geez, you know, stop. Don't keep feeding them. They're 70%, I think a little over 70% owned by AT&T. All right? That's, you know, for DirecTV. And you need, what you need to do, really, truly do, get yourself a Roku stick. I'm not pushing Amazon because I'm not an Amazon fan. We're on Roku. We have a channel on Roku ourselves. All right, but really, so does Newsmax. So do most of the stations and the organizations and the places you want to watch and be part of. Stop feeding the beast. Roku's never given me a hard time about any of the shows, never threatened to suspend me or stop me. Doesn't work that way. All right? So, go to those places, work with those places that you can win at to support the same things you do, or at least get out of your way and let you do it. I mean, seriously, seriously sad, seriously sick. Okay? And this is another win, if you think about it, for cancel culture. The only problem with Newsmax for these people is that it's too conservative and it puts out too much truth for them. I'm not going to say they're 100% because I've cut them off on a few things, but they believe they are. But, again, stop supporting these groups that hate you, that don't stand with you, or can care less about you, which is what it boils down to. They could care less about you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yo, they're finding out that this is major, major support right now for defending the southern border. And I don't mean sending cops there, sending the National Guard there, because this seems to be a major league issue. But according to a recent national survey, it found that, there are so many people that are willing to help. Voters are desperate for help at the border. People live in Texas along the, well, not just Texas, but everywhere. But even at the Texas level, they're dying for support. I mean, literally, physically dying for support at the border. 51% of American voters say that they would support their state government or governor asking for citizen volunteers to help defend the southern border. 32% of American voters say that they would not support their state governor asking for that. Now, 16% aren't sure. Apparently, they've been living in a cave with no television all this time. And no phone reception, apparently. 73% of Republican voters say that they would support their state governor asking for citizen volunteers to help defend the southern border. About 9% say they would not support, and almost 20% are not sure what's going on. Again, another group of people living in a cave. Independent voters are right up there with the rest of them. Almost half of the independent voters say they would support their state governor asking for volunteers to help shore up the southern border. And only, ready for this? And this isn't because they don't love us, love the country. They're being misinformed. They're not just, they're drinking the Kool-Aid and swallowing the pill at the same time. Almost 20% of Democrat voters say they would support their state governor asking for citizen volunteers. Almost 70% say they would not. How? Right? But true. Mark Meckler, he's the president of Convention of the States. We've had him on the show plenty of times. He says, this just proves how disconnected the politicians are. He's right. The border crisis is real. It's urgent. It's present. You can't let them get away with it. When Washington, D.C. fails, the states who created Washington, D.C. have a duty to step in, he added. Look, we need help on the southern border. They're asking for help. This shouldn't be a question. So they're going to have somebody thinking about having a tailgate party along the border. I like that idea. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
One marimba with a DJ from 1962. Okay, I'm really not there. Don't want to be there. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Seriously, people. You know, if you're not informed, be quiet. Don't say anything. Because you just start causing so much trouble for us, for us-ins, that it's not worth it. Because then we have to do a whole bunch of work to unwind what you just put out there that isn't true. Seriously. Anyway, always love. Been a while, but always love when I have her on with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she has done from time to time, and now hopefully a little more often than usual. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Dr. B, it's been a while.
It's been a while, right? I just crawled into a hole and just hung out.
Well, look, I even got more gray hair than I had before. What are you talking about?
I was going to say something, but I didn't. It looks good. Gray hair looks good on guys. Right, ladies? It's good.
And I found all that weight I lost before COVID. Somehow it found me. So,
You look great.
Really terrible.
You look distinguished.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's. Thank you. There you go. Makes me feel much better. One of the things we were talking during the break, and I've talked about it a lot on the show, and I've had some of the experts on, if you would, but this fentanyl thing that is killing kids all across the country. Part of my issue with this thing, and I'm going to let you talk to it as long as you want to, but. You know, again, we're back to parents not, you know, you and I have had this conversation a million times. Parents not parenting, parents not paying attention, parents not doing what they need to do to protect the kids. They need to get informed. As informed as they would get about the latest great movie that's out there. They need to get informed on this stuff and protect their children. Okay, it's all yours. Go for it.
That about sums it up. You and I have been, and we're going on years at this point that we've been talking about this. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned, before I got on, and it is so true. This is what I find when I speak. And everyone, I do a 90-minute parent survival seminar. I will fly to your school, church, or organization. I'll be happy to do it. And it's everything parents need to know about this teen culture. And I have to update it every 6 months because it gets so bad. I mean, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but someone has to. We can't all be, software engineers and pharmacists. And it's almost like that's what you have to be as a parent. But in this fallen sick world, there are just fallen sick people. And fentanyl is... one of those things that parents need to be aware of. They've got the rainbow fentanyl, which looks similar to Sweet Tarts, all different colors. And they'll throw it. This is, and this is no joke. These drug dealers to get your kid hooked, to buy your kid into, just as a joke, just as a dare. Gangs do this just to have fun with kids and see how they react. How sick is that? We'll just go to elementary schools, go to middle schools, and throw it on the ground. And they'll pick it up and look at it. And even touching fentanyl can have an adverse reaction. It's killed people. It's maimed people. It's had horrible reactions. And it can get you addicted if they have... an addiction issue within the family and genetically are predisposed. So that is how addictive and dangerous fentanyl is. And it has risen the amount of it that is out there in the market 600%. So we went from, the deaths have risen 600% in the last 3 years. I'm going to talk a little bit about what parents need to look for as far as symptoms in their children, what it looks like, and kind of the names. So if your kids are using names like M30, K9, 215, V48, those are the little off code words for it. It can come in blue, greenish, pale, colored. So that's mainly what it looks like. And then the kid fentanyl, I know, isn't that horrible that these users are using?
Fentanyl, right.
Wow. It's called rainbow fentanyl, and it's as potent as any kind of fentanyl. And again, that comes. It looks like Sweet Tarts, and it's got a sugar coating, little tart sugar coating. And once it's in your mouth, kids can die instantly because of it. After they get past the sweet part, they can spit it out, but it's still there. It is just so highly potent. So we've got that. Someone asked me, actually just messaged me, if Narcan, thank you for asking, if Narcan can reverse fentanyl overdose. Absolutely. The good news is there's a reversal, but the time it takes to get Narcan usually to somebody, via paramedics. I mean, parents don't really have Narcan. If you can get some, great, have it on board. How sad is that? We have to keep some Narcan.
Oh, no, you're right. You can buy it over the nearest, here in California, you can buy it at the nearest, like a CVS pharmacy, that kind of thing. Over the counter, but you need to know how to use it. Number one,
yes.
Don't just grab it and go, okay, I'll figure it out when I need it. Because no, but there's another sad part to this. The area that I live in became the fentanyl hotbed of Los Angeles County. We had 20 some odd deaths in less than a year of kids.
Good grief, kids.
And, yeah, we had, and we had some kids that were, you know, overdosed, if you would, but were able to, they actually bought the Narcan to have in a car with them in case, while they were taking the drugs, they found out it was fentanyl.
Gosh, these smart kids.
I think really smart. Not that it's a smart thing to do, but to think it through to that point, we would have never thought about that in the 70s. At least I would have never thought about it, anything along those lines. So
no, and remember, we've talked about how potent drugs are, right? The nicotine, the level of nicotine in vapes and pods is far beyond what, you know, our grandpas and great-grandpas smoked. 3% was the THC in the 60s and 70s in blunts, you know, and in when we're smoking weed, it was 3%. And I've told you it's up to 99% now that you can buy it. That's how potent it is. And I mean, it's like go big or go home at this point. But that's the thing with this fentanyl. It's the thing with other, you know, there are other drugs out there as well. There's synthetic drugs that are worse, and this is part of it. There's synthetic fentanyl out there, and it's just pure poison. It truly is. And I don't, of course, get, I've never done a drug in my life, thank God, but I've seen plenty of people on them, and I've come across deceased teens and tweens that have taken them. And with the synthetic drugs, and this is what parents really need to know, is many of them, there's synthetic acid, right? So we had, you know, or we had, there's acid in the 60s and the 70s. So this is synthetic acid, if you're going to drop acid. More than 6 grains of salt of the synthetic will kill you. That's how much, that's how there's, careful
there's so much
to be.
This. We'll hit more on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B when we return. Really, don't leave.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Video of the interaction between Memphis police and Tyree Nichols is set to be released sometime after 6 p.m. Central Time on Friday. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Roush said that what happened in the video is, quote, absolutely appalling. The five officers who were previously fired are now facing murder, kidnapping, and aggravated assault charges. One person is being examined for injuries after an explosion in a science building at the University of Southern California. There's an evacuation of the three-story building on the USC main campus, just south of downtown Los Angeles. Ukraine is turning its attention to getting fighter jets from NATO countries. Speaking to CNBC, an advisor to Ukraine's defense minister confidently said, "We will get F-16s. This comes after the U.S. and Germany agreed to supply Ukraine with battle tanks. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Go 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the only way you win. And I always bring, you know, I tell you, it's the truth. I bring people on who have a clue. I don't have one. I get bits and pieces of information, but I'm not the expert. I don't do this stuff every day. That's why I bring on the people that do it every day, that know what's happening. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. Always love what she's on with us. We get so much information. Let me give you your creds. So the people on the left who start to, you know, put you down, me down, everybody else down, they can check it out on their own. But Dr. B has an MS in counseling psychology with an emphasis in, you got to use shorter words for me, an emphasis in neuropsychology, and is a licensed marriage and family therapist in 2 states. She completed a postdoctoral certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke University, and her expertise is in working with at-risk teens, guys who got grayer hair, and those struggling with anxiety, depression, and working with families to find solutions to get them back on track. And I can tell you, she is an expert in her field. So listen and take notes. Anyway, Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks. I sound important after that.
Well, you know, today, if you don't have all those things behind your name, you know, which is really funny because, you know, the Facebook attorneys, the Facebook psychologists will put down the people who really went to college to learn this stuff. I just find that extremely amazing.
I get the left after me all the time. You're not a doctor, and doctorate doesn't make you a doctor. And I'm like, okay, what, did you have a question? I mean, what did... you know what I mean? I think the problem with a lot of conservatives, well, anyway, they argue the wrong point, you know, and you're so good at this, Joe. You don't really answer it. You're just like, okay. I just say okay now. It's whatever, you know, and yes, my, you know, 28 years was working with teens, and now it's really educating parents. I love working with teens, absolutely. But to me, I feel like the race, you know, I need to go after these parents and say hello. Yep. Literally, we're to the point, parents, where you can't just wait for your child to pass out or to find drugs in their backpack or to get a call from school. You need to be literally once a week, have some coffee, do your devotions, and sit down and Google the latest drugs teens are using. You can go to the CDC.gov website. They have all of the latest every month. They update it. You need to be Googling the apps that parents need to know about that teens hide. Because they're all intertwined, and you've got to be Googling what the latest stats are on suicide and bullying and all of these things. And just take 15 minutes a week. Every Friday morning, like I said, get up, get your coffee. It's devotions are extremely important. I think in this day and age as a Christian, you know, I think we have to just cope with prayer and worship. But I honestly have to say that then you've got to go get informed. You have to. We've got the internet. Your kids have the internet. They know way more than you do. And that doesn't have to be. And that's the deal with the fentanyl. You've got to know what it looks like. You've got to know what these kids look like on it. And some of those, real quick, I want to mention because people are messaging. How do you know a teen's on fentanyl? Great question, by the way, John. So you're going to see relaxation. You're going to see euphoria. They're going to just feel good. They're going to seem sedated, confused, drowsy, dizzy, nausea, vomiting. I'm not just saying, and it's not just if your kids come home and they're, you know, oh, I feel dizzy or I feel tired. It doesn't mean anything. But definitely look at their pupils. Look at how they're breathing. It'll be more shallow with fentanyl. You just got to look at this. The pupils will be constricted. Respiratory depression, and this is why they give it in the ICU usually. You know, in end of life care, because it tricks your brain into thinking your body's still breathing. That's part of the problem. And it's not. And so your children will stop breathing, the brain stem will turn off, and then they die instantly. So you've really got to be on top of this. Which leads me to another thing I just said, is that parents need to be aware of the latest apps that your kids are using. Because this is how they're buying these drugs. This is how they are hooking up. They are, you know, you and I, again, Joe, have talked about this. It's easy to buy drugs on Snapchat because you message, you do your thing, and then it disappears. You can erase the chat. You can hide the chat. They have VPNs where they can do all of this where you don't even know what's going on. They know how to trick the location device, Life 360, all of these. They know how to do this. So you constantly have to be talking to your kids. I know it's literally...
How smart these kids are. If they took this, you know, I feel like the old man. If they use this for good, we'd probably have cancer cured by now.
I'm exhausted. Like I said, you have to be a software engineer. You've got to be an app developer. You've got to know all this. And it's because I've learned. I don't claim to have perfect angelic kids. You know, they're kids. They're out there. My two older boys, you know, one's in college, one's about to graduate. They have phones. They're going to use them. We trust but verify. That's what I say at the Parent Survival Seminar. If you hear nothing else out of the seminar, trust your kids. That's okay, right? That's what the left's all about. Trust them. Their voice counts. But verify. Great. I'll give the left that trust. But verify. And that means sometimes getting in your car and going to the location where their phone says that they are and saying, oh, you're not there. And then you text them and say, you're not here. Well, yes, I am. No, I'm sitting here. You take a picture and then you deal with the consequences when they get home. But we have to absolutely trust but verify. So these apps. Yes, now I'm getting questions on the apps. Snapchat, we said that already. They're doing all kinds of things right now on not only using it as a device to sell drugs. They will bring it to your mailbox. They will tell you wherever they need it to be hidden, they'll do it. They'll throw it up to your window at 3 a.m. This is what's going on. Ask me how I know. This is another thing, and it's later here in Texas, so at least the parents. So a big deal right now is to sell nudes on Snapchat for money, and you can do it anonymously. And sometimes they are sharing their location as well. Sometimes the kids are aware that they're sharing it, and sometimes they're not. We're going to talk about an app where you can actually share your location on purpose, kind of as dares. But they're taking these selfie nudes and sending them to all kinds of people, old men, young men, old women, young men. And it's a huge thing because they just snap it, it sends, the money goes to their account, and then it disappears. So I know that sounds really disturbing, but this is a huge trend right now on Snapchat. So Talk to your kids about Snapchat. TikTok should just be banned from the universe. If your child has TikTok on their phone, and remember Discord, the app Discord, you can hide. It's like having another cell phone. It's a big gaming app, but you can also hide all of your activity. You can put Snapchat in there. There's a lot of things you can do with Discord. You can chat with friends and strangers through video, voice, text, while playing video games. And so people can do all of that. They have no idea who they're talking to. You can have like a 12, 13-year-old on Discord gaming, and then strangers come in. So you've got to really be careful. Holla is another one, H-O-L-L-A, and you can meet anyone around the world instantly. That one that one should be just for adults only. And then the other one I've told you guys about, and it is a growing problem. I have screamed this at parents on the top of my lungs,
yep,
and it's still huge. It's the calculator. If they have a calculator app, another calculator, not the one that comes with the phone, with the little percentage sign next to it, it's a secret app. You can hide photos, videos, files, browser history, everything. So go check that one. That's super.
See, these guys got to go to work for the FBI later on. I mean, they're so sneaky and whatever.
They really are. And here's one that's sick. If these aren't sick enough, I hope parents, please share this. Share this stream. Share this radio show. But live.me, live.me. It's a live streaming video app, and it uses your geolocation. That's all it does. It uses your location to share videos. So these people want to find their exact location. But where it's tricky and where it is fun for kids and teens is you can use coins to pay minors for photos. So
wait a minute. What?
So it's like a game. It feels like a game. So users will find you have to share your geolocation using this. And they said, I'll send you coins. And so you can build up a bank of coins to pay minors.
You can't let that go. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Okay. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B. Seriously.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, give us a lifeline. Really. Good to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE-855. 732-5563, and as I keep telling you, I know I forgot, you off for me. Head over to MyPillow.com, not while we're talking. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell's been beating his brains up to make sure you get some decent pricing. I make some money, and people keep their jobs. It doesn't get any better than that. Head over to MyPillow.com. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's going to creep up on you guys that don't think pretty quick. You know, they got beautiful robes, beautiful slippers, nice... Go over there. You don't even have to leave the couch, guys. Just order it right off your phone. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% on the products. They get here quick. American made. You know, it doesn't get any better than this. All right, let's get back to reality. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. Hey, look, I haven't got a whole bunch of time, so I just crank through that stuff. If they haven't figured it out by now, we got a problem. Dr. B, we're talking about the really, it started with fentanyl. But I'm going to set you loose here in a second. But, you know, my irritant for years has always been parents need a parent. They need to pay attention. What's on the phone? What are the kids doing? Is there a change in attitude? And don't say there isn't. Because most of you parents come home, you know, most, not all. You pick up your kid from school. You walk in the door and he or she is maybe watching TV, playing on the phone, whatever. What are the questions? All right, how did school go today? Fine. Do you have any homework? Yeah, I did it. Did you eat? Yeah, I just had something to eat. You know, you're hungry kind of thing. And that's it. That's about the extent of the conversation. How do you protect your child when you don't know anything about them?
Yeah, That's a great question, and we're just in different times. It is difficult, and I do want to say this. It's difficult for kids. It's difficult for parents. There's so much available to them out there. Someone, I'm going to get back to that point real quick. I'm going to close up on this.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's your 10 minutes. Go for it.
No, it's a good question. I want to get back to it because it's going to lead to something else. Because now another person said, how do we get involved? You know, because this parent really wants to. And I get it. Y'all need steps. In the next show, I will give you exactly the steps you need. I want to finish up on this live me app real quick because people are asking, can kids actually make money or is it just fake coins like a video game? No, it is actual money that you can credits, coins, that can be converted to real money and go to a child's account. So you go and see if they have this app and check it out. Children can set up this account. When they set up an account on this app, they can disclose any kind of privacy information. And the more they say eventually to these people when they hop on, the more coins they can get. The more videos they send, the more pictures they send that are inappropriate, doesn't matter. Any kind of information, people will give them coins, and it can be goes into their account, and they get actual money they can cash out. So get at least a parent control app in the least. These are kind of easy things for people that don't want to run for the school board or run for office of any kind and don't care to go to any kind of school meetings, which that's always great. Go to every meeting you can go to in the least. Become friends of your child on social media. If they want to put an app on there, then you need to be one of their friends. You've got to be one of their followers. And again, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have another account. Been there, done that. But at least get on to what they have.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Yeah, yes.
The one thing that everybody keeps forgetting and leaving out, you need to have their passwords. The rule needs to be, if I can't get into your phone, you don't get to have a phone, right?
Correct. And the best, my daughter has to bring her phone down at the end, and she's very restricted on her phone. And we go over all of the apps, and I look, and she's not allowed to download an app, unless I know about it, which she doesn't need any. And all her friends do the same. They all turn them in at night. They charge in our room at night. And if it's found that it's left in the room accidentally or anything, then it gets locked up for a week in the safe. And she's pretty good about that. So find, parental control apps that are out there. Yes, they know how to YouTube. This is what you're going to have to do after you install the parental app. You got to go to YouTube and Google how to uninstall or how to bypass the app so you know what your kids do. And I know it's exhausting, but you've got to do this. We have to do this. So then the next level for all of this, again, go to the school board meetings. Go to your city council meetings. Turn on C-SPAN. Find out what the laws are in your state, what the laws are in the U.S. that protect kids, that protect parents, and find out what your state believes in. In the least, you can gain information. You have to do that. Last, I would say, is be an advocate in your neighborhood. Don't be a follower. Be a warrior. Be the opposite. Don't be a coward. In your circle of friends, in your kids' friends and the parents, take a stand and tell your kids you're going to take a stand. The other thing you said that, Joe, you mentioned that parents aren't talking to their kids. They don't know what's on their phone. They don't look through their phone. And they're just, they come home and say, hey, how was your day? Good. Okay, great. Yeah, no, unfortunately, and this is what I do, and I've started with our youngest at a young age because this is the world we live in. How were you morally today? Did you follow the Ten Commandments? Did you honor God in what you did today? Were there any hurtful words that came out of your mouth? Was there any positive that came out of your mouth? And just have these real conversations. Were there any drugs that you found that you did that your friends mentioned? Do you talk about that? And most of us like, Mom, no. But at least they know you're going to ask. And when I send them off in the morning, it's breakfast and a prayer, and my prayer is intense. It's let them not run into any, bullies. Let them honor you in all they do. Let them, every word they say that comes out of their mouth be edifying, and they're just like, can I go now? It's like a mini sermon, but it's like you have to put it in their minds that you're watching them and that you know. And it can be very encouraging, but I always, you know, before my sons go out on dates, I'm always like, okay, we're not having sex. We're not going to smoke. We're not going to get in the back seat of the car. We're not. And they're just like, Mom.
No, I'm sitting here kind of giggling because I'm not laughing at you, but, you know, I don't have perfect children either. But the bottom line with it was I can't tell you how many times later on in life when they said to me, you know, Dad, you know, when I was out doing what I was doing, there were times when I was getting ready to do something extremely stupid and your voice would pop up in my head. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. I always say things. I know some people are going to cringe when I say this. I go, are you stupid? And it was, no, I'm not stupid. I go, okay, then why are you trying to do something stupid? Okay.
Yeah.
And they would hear that. They would tell me, I heard you saying that to me. So it doesn't go unnoticed or unheard.
They hear it. They get it. You know, if you want to go further into political activism, do it. We definitely need parents that get it. We need parents that will stand up and speak. We need parents that will do the research just for their neighborhood and then host a little presentation of 30 minutes at your house of this is what's going on in our schools and neighborhoods and this is what you need to know. I got more active, and I just wanted to mention real quick because a dear, dear friend passed away this week, Shirley Hussar, and she was kick butt for the African-American community, the conservatives, the white community, everybody. And her passing, you know, she passed away Monday kind of suddenly. And I just want to say that she left a legacy and she left a ton of information out there and really inspired people to move on and be that person in your kid's life because it will leave a lasting impression. Her kids, I've been meeting with her boys, they're older, but I call them kids, and they can't wait to kind of take everything. They heard everything, and she was harsh sometimes, right? She was in your face about it, and that's...
I knew her. Yes,
yes,
she was.
Yes. But she did it, right? And she followed the calling, and she had such a huge impact. And her kids now want to go on and you know, continue that legacy. And so I just want to encourage you guys. It's not going to end, you know, with you. It's going to go on. It's going to go on through your kids and generations to come.
But she didn't do it out of control and I'm the boss. She did it because she loved those kids. And she did it because she knew what was right for them. And she knew what was right for the people around her. I think that's what we forget sometimes.
We do forget that. And it was so beautiful to know her for 20 years, but to get to know her boys, young men, her sons now. And I'm like,
boys.
Wow,
it's okay.
Boys. But to get to know them, I'm like, wow, you rocked it. She was consistent. She was on it. It just was an inspiration. And I just, all of you parents can do the same. You don't have to be a rock star like she was, and travel all over the world. But just start with your community. Like I said, put together 10 points. Say, hey, parents, you got to be aware of fentanyl. You've got to be aware of these apps. Come over for, you know, teen cookies and let's
how about, how about you got to be aware? Can we start there? You just got to be aware. That would be really cool. I don't know. You see, I'm kind of hard on this stuff because I really...
You have to.
Yeah.
You can't just sit around. It's not the Cleaver household. It's because of the internet parents. They're on it constantly. These kids are on it constantly, and we've got to be on it as well.
Okay, lady. We have to go, but you'll be back next week?
I will.
Okay. You heard it out of her mouth. She'll be back next week. Give you the information you need to keep your kids healthy and strong. And you know what? Be a parent. Step out and be a parent. How do they get in touch with you quick?
DrBRadio.com.
God, I can't stand it. You make it too easy. All right. It's me the next hour, people. Good luck to you. You got any questions? I'm not taking them. I'm going to talk at you for an hour. Back with you.